Okay, welcome back. Today's guest is George Murdoch. He owns Tubular George, and you know them from a lot of advertising, Solar Tubes, and Whole House Fans, and Attic Fans, all on solar. But during the winter, we turn our attention to chimney inspections, cleanings, repairs, installation of new gas fireplaces or gas inserts. So Tubular George has been a sponsor for a while. Please consider giving him a call. He helps pay for this program that you enjoy so much. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, George Murdoch.
Thank you, Mark, and happy Christmas. And
we
hope things are going well for you.
They are. I've turned a corner. I'm getting back into working out and getting healthy, and dropped about 13 pounds, and I can tuck my shirts in again.
Wow, that's not easy to do this time of year.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm getting ready.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So, just before we jump into the topic, I listened to this home improvement guy. He's a designer, home designer, and a contractor. Anyway, he had a list of 10 gifts, and one of the gifts, he said, was this tiny little wireless speaker the size of a large marshmallow. And for some reason, out of the blue, he said he has his clients hang it from their above their fireplace, and with your phone, you could play the sound of a burning, roaring fireplace when you have a gas insert. So I bought you that as a gift. I'll drop it off for you. I thought maybe you could try it.
That's what everybody needs. That sounds fun.
I mean, have you ever heard of someone doing something like that?
Yeah, in the past, they have these things called cracklers and whatnot. And, sometimes people will request something to that effect. But typically a gas log set, has kind of a nice little flow to it. You hear the flames kind of whipping against the ceramic logs a little bit, and that's usually enough. But for those real hardcore people who are into all the senses, why not? That would amplify it a little bit more.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't realize that there was a natural natural sound. So well, before we jump in, you've been doing this for how long?
Well, since about 1980, Clean Sweep was originally developed, and we, over the years, since my nickname was Tubular George, we kind of converted the name to Tubular George. Almost everybody knows me by that now in the last 30 years or so. So 6 kids, and a couple of them work for us, these 2 sons, the 1 daughter-in-law, and then my wife in the background. So it's been a real fun family business, and a couple other key employees as well. And we're just so appreciative, really, of these amazing clients here in Santa Barbara, and great projects, and the fireplace is important to a lot of people. It's fun to be part of that. It's the heart of the home, as we like to call it. And especially this time of the year when everyone's gathering around it, and it's important to have your fireplace running well, and that it's adapted toward your needs. Not everybody wants to be burning wood, but those that do, make sure you have it cleaned and inspected, and that you're safe and free from a potential chimney fire.
I bought my house in 2003, and the people before that, they became like my second parents, and I was over there a lot, and they burned a lot of firewood. They would get a cord or a half cord in the backyard, and they regularly cleaned it. As a matter of fact, I should ask your office and give them the address, see if, I don't know if they'd have records going back to 2000, but I've used the fireplace like twice or 3 times. I guess I should have an inspection and a cleaning, right? What does that cost?
Well, a full cleaning and inspection is $239. And even if you haven't used it much, it still is kind of a good idea if you're anticipating starting to use it again. Fireplace, oftentimes, things can occur. You make sure that dampers are working properly, and you have a spark arrester, and that the gas, it doesn't have any leaks, and that it's not full of cobwebs. Over the years, even an idle chimney can potentially even have a beehive or bird's nest at the top, things like that.
Now, you're not a plumber, but do you do some work on gas lines if necessary? Or do
Anything beyond the valve, we do, yes. We have gas leak detectors, especially part of our inspection, too, that it's very important to make sure anything from the valve into the fireplace, we replace those lines or upgrade or convert to, you know, different applications. A lot of people are converting now from wood burning to the simplicity and easiness of gas logs. I would say probably 85% of our clients now are either gas logs or gas inserts. Very few wood burners. There's a few hardcore wood burners still out there now, but they are, it's kind of a dying breed.
And what prompts people to want to change to either gas logs or gas inserts?
Well, I think the biggest thing is gas logs will burn cleaner. Definitely the particulates from a wood-burning fire are a little more polluting, especially if someone is burning something like, you know, wax logs. A lot of times people will do that, and it's just because it's convenient to light a match. But those wax logs actually emit a lot of pollutants. So the idea of, of converting to a gas log, you can turn it on, you know, for an hour while you're in the room, turn it off. Whereas a wood fire, you're kind of committed for the evening. You know, then you can get up the next morning, have breakfast, turn it on for a bit, turn it off. So it's a simplicity, I think, that people like about them. They're not terribly efficient, about the same as a small to medium-sized fire, but, you know, it's just easier to use, and we can put remote controls on them so that people just push a button if they prefer not to kneel down and, you know, go through that experience of having to light the gas, which almost everybody gets that a little bit wrong. So here's my tip of the day. Light match first, slowly turn on gas if you have a regular match lit system. And if it's a wood fire, I always tell people, you know, try not to lean in there to light the gas, but just put a piece of paper in underneath the grate, light the paper, and throw your wood on, and then slowly go over and turn the gas on. That way you're away from any potential, you know, losing your eyebrows type of thing.
That's a great tip because, you know, you might, you know, they sell those like foot-long matches or something, but putting a piece of paper, you know, getting everything set up, put a piece of paper under there, light the paper, and then sit back and slowly turn on the gas. That's a great tip. That was worth the whole interview right there. My guest is George Murdoch, known as Tubular George. So the gas logs and the gas inserts a lot more money.
Gas logs tend to be a little more affordable, but you're only looking at 5-10% heat efficiency out of those, depending upon the design of your fireplace. Whereas the gas inserts, if you really want to heat the home and use the BTUs that you're buying efficiently, then certainly a gas insert, you're going to like something over 70% efficient. So 70% of the heat is coming into the room, and you have blowers on those, and great control, mood lights, flame control, fan control. So it's a kind of a decorative heater. You know, it's nice. You still have the gas logs, but it's a sealed unit, so you don't have any cold air ever blowing down. And very simple to use and very efficient. But, yeah, typically you're looking at, you know, over $8,000 for a whole system installed in a gas insert.
But people do it because they're not turning on their furnace maybe when they're in that area and enjoying the fireplace.
Yeah, it's a much better way to heat your home because it's a nice radiant heat. I really love the ones I have at my home just because, you know, in a way I dislike turning the furnace on, which is just kind of like blowing dust and recirculating the same air during the winter. So the actual, you know, heating it from the fireplace, you get the ambiance and you get the efficiency. It won't heat the house quite as evenly as a forced air furnace. But in a lot of ways, you know, if you're living in your living room or family room and kitchen areas, a lot of people have, it's certainly going to heat those areas efficiently, and it'll, you know, blend into the bedrooms, which is maybe good to keep a little bit cooler anyway.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you're listening and you still have a wood-burning fireplace, you were thinking about maybe even gas logs, start off a little slower on price or see if you can get these gas inserts, you can call Tubular George. The office number is 805-682-5939, and or go to tubulargeorge.com. Is there something I have written down here, a new gas insert voucher program? What's that?
There is actually something even a little bit better than that. I think once again, we're going to be awarded a electric conversion system that's pretty exciting. So there's four or five different neighborhoods that were built back in the 60s and 70s that were all electric. And they don't have any option for gas, so that their only opportunity really is to either burn wood or convert to an all-electric unit. So we're starting to take names down of those people who are maybe interested. So it's a grant that we're in the middle of receiving from the Air Pollution Control Board from the state of California to convert these electric homes to having electric fireplaces. So we had the grant before converting people to gas, but now the emphasis is electricity. And so they put out not as much heat as a gas insert, but if you have an all-electric home, then they're really quite wonderful. They've made a lot of progress in the looks of them and the features. There's some really great new models coming out. So come around the second month of this new year, we'll probably be implementing that. And so if you want to get on the list, any of our customers out there, call Kimmy at the office and get your name on the list and tell us what neighborhood you're in, and we'll see if we can't get you dialed in on that program.
Which
cost-wise is going to be really awesome. It's going to be basically a gift from the state of California. So,
you know, that's amazing. I sold a house to this couple that relocated from back east, and it's off of near La Cumbra Circle, off of Modoc. Can't think of the name of the street. And a lot of those are all electric, but they actually have gas fireplaces. And I don't know, would they qualify?
Possibly, yes. I think our target will be, the biggest target will be those that don't have gas at all in their home.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to define right now with the Air Pollution Control Board. They're going to let us know. Sometimes they'll create these zones. And so if you fall within that zone and you still currently have gas, then you probably would qualify. Yeah, if you wanted to go electric.
Okay, I'm going to have my clients call the office.
Yeah,
George Murdoch, Tubular George, if you want to think about getting on this list for all-electric gas, well, it's all electric insert,
all
I guess.
Electric. Insert. Yeah, remote control and mood lights. Puts out about 5,000 BTUs. If you run a 220 line over to it, then we can double the amount of BTUs.
Wow.
Up to 10,000. So that's getting pretty efficient. But even at 5,000 and having your fireplace sealed off so that, you know, no cold air is coming down, that'll warm the living room pretty nicely.
And get a nice visual. I'd like to see that. Do you have any, you know, probably don't even have anything on your website with electric fireplaces?
Oh, we have brochures and everything. We can certainly send out or drop them off to anyone. I'll make a point, if it's not on our website, that we'll upgrade it now that you mention it.
So,
it's going to be a big part of our first and second quarter of this next year, I'm sure. It's going to be a very good opportunity for those that want to take advantage of it.
Well, you know what, too, is trying to figure out a way to let the Association of Realtors know about it. I'll figure out a way. I used to be on the education committee a long time ago. And so, you know, agents should know, because they're selling all these homes. Tubular George. George Murdoch's my guest, and if you want to get on the list, you can call the office at 805-682-5939, 682-5939, or go online, tubulargeorge.com. That's pretty cool. You are also, as a company, you're running some promotions. So you buy something, you get something. I don't know if that's tied to any fireplace stuff. I know it was tied to the...
Yep. I think there's a coupon out there right now for like $50 off a gas log set.
Oh, okay.
And certainly, let's do this. If they mention that they heard us on this program, we'll honor that. If they can't find the coupon, we'll definitely honor a $50 off. And we have quite a few things currently right now in stock, getting everybody ready here for Christmas. So it's a pretty easy conversion if you currently have gas. If you don't have gas, then you have to have a plumber or our recommended plumber come in and run a gas line into the fireplace for you if there's gas on the property.
That's good to know. And now we are now playing the winter Tubular George commercial that talks about the gas and fireplace. Prior to that, we were playing the solar tubes and whole house fans and attic fans. And there was some kind. Is there still running that promotion or some discount there, or is that over for the year?
It's been really good this year about the Tubular skylights and the operative regular gas skylights. There's been a 30% federal tax credit, and that's still available till the end of the year. And I suspect that will roll over. I'm not sure if it's going to be 30 or a little bit less. It may be a little bit less next year. But that's both off labor and materials. So you can, if you need a tax write-off and you buy, a solar tube, or typically a 10-inch solar tube in a little bathroom, it's about $1,100. So there's, well over a $300 tax credit, which is a pretty good deal.
You know what? I like that. So even though it's winter, people are still putting in solar tubes, 30% tax credit. It's good through December 31st. Might be extended. Might not be 30%. And does that cover?
Yeah,
for solar tubes?
Yeah, that's even for the older existing ones. We're replacing too some of the ones we did 35 years ago. They've done a lot of nice upgrades over the years. New ones now are even brighter and more efficient, and whatnot. So that would apply even for an upgrade.
But it applies to the solar tubes. Doesn't apply to a whole house fan or an attic fan?
It does apply for an attic fan because the attic fans are solar powered. A whole house fan is not. That requires electricity, so that is not part of the solar tax credit program.
And what is a solar attic fan run roughly, ballpark?
Oh, about $1,000 installed. Yeah, they're pretty incredible. So if you need to get the heat out of your attic during the summer, and then it gets the moisture out in the winter, so we just keep them running year round.
And it's solar, so it's not costing you anything. So you get 30% off a $1,000 attic fan, solar operated. You're not going to pay electricity to run it. That's pretty good. I like
that. It's a direct federal tax credit, so you can write it, write off your federal tax.
That's pretty good.
It is great. Yeah, there's been some incentive programs there, for sure.
Okay. So if anyone has any questions, you can go to tubulargeorge.com and see pictures and find info, or you can call them at 805-682-5939, 682-5939. Well, that's great. I should really, even though I never use my chimney, I should just hire you guys to come out and do it. My place is a wreck. I got to clean the living room. I got boxes, and I use it as a staging ground for some construction I was doing. But
now that you're just, getting back in shape, get to it.
Okay. Well, anything I didn't ask you that you wanted to make sure we discuss before we say goodbye?
I just want to make sure that, if you have grandkids or small children, make sure you watch Mary Poppins and Dick Van Dyke, Bert and Mary Poppins, of course. My favorite show is now 99 years old and still dancing. How about that?
Oh my God! And after we take a say goodbye to you, we'll have our commercials running. And your wife is a marketing genius, and she had this idea, and we got a little clip of chestnuts roasting on an open fire? Or is No, it's not the Mary Poppins one. Chestnuts, Nat King Cole is through Christmas, yeah. And then after Christmas, we have the Mary Poppins one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, she's my one and only, my beautiful French import. How about that Notre Dame getting completed? Huh? That was pretty exciting over the weekend.
You know what? I should have thought of your wife. She's from France, and her mother's still kicking in France?
Well, she's actually, as we speak, moving here full-time now. So she's with us here in Santa Barbara, enjoying Santa Barbara. And I think probably now that she's turning 90, she probably will not be returning.
Wow.
Yeah, long haul. She comes every winter for the last 40 years and helps take care of the kids and taught them French and whatnot. But it comes a time, I guess, in life, but we're happy to be able to accommodate her. We have a little guest house for her, so she should be comfortable.
Good for you. You got to bring mom home. Okay, my guest has been George Murdoch, owner of Tubular George, 682-5939, tubulargeorge.com. Thanks for all the info. I'm going to have my clients call you about their the Air Pollution Control Board incentive for an electric fireplace, and we'll keep swinging. Thanks, George.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Okay, take care.
Bye now.
Have a great Christmas. Okay, bye-bye. Wow, that's a lot. I didn't even know about I didn't have any questions for him. I just knew there was some program, something new. I didn't even know it was the electric fireplace. Who knew? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. I've got some tidbit information about some properties that sold. You want to buy a house in Burnhamwood? You know what it costs? Update on this and that. So stay tuned. You'll be right back.